In her album of captivating caprices, violinist Maria Dueñas presents a broad spectrum of classics from iconic violin repertoire like Paganini's 24 Caprices to modern works like De Cuerda y Madera by Gabriela Ortiz. And with so much ground to cover, this is going to be a two-disc set with a blend of solo and chamber and symphonic works. I'd like to thank you, Maria, for taking a few minutes with us on Classical Conversations for the details, and it's great to have you here.
Thank you, my pleasure.
I might mention that your album of Caprices will release just in time for Valentine's Day, which is, I think it's fitting because the violin has won so many hearts over the centuries, clearly yours as well. Can I ask what it was about the violin that first appealed to you and drew you in?
Well, it was a very natural choice for me since my parents are not musicians, so I just saw the violin on stage. And I think it just reminded me of my voice, of my human voice, and just it was just like such a delicate instrument in my eyes. It was a beautiful color, so a mix of different things.
How do you interpret capriccio as a form, or what are some of the different facets of that form that we glimpse throughout this album?
Well, I think when we think about caprice, I think everyone instantly thinks about the Paganini caprices. But through this recording, I just wanted to show that there is much more to this word. There are a lot of other works with orchestra, or in general, just works that do not have necessarily a lot to do with Paganini, but still that have this caprice, this very capricious character. Yeah.
You start out with the Paganini caprices, though, and I mean, there are so many etudes within that series. What was it like learning that? Is there any intimidation factor when you're approaching something like that, a piece that has gained such a following over time? Or how did you feel when you were preparing those caprices?
Well, I wanted this recording to be very special and very personal. So, for sure, the Paganini Caprices have accompanied me for so many years. I remember I learned the first one when I was around 11 years old. I learned the number 13. So, yes, over the years, I just played so many at competitions or as encores or just in general to work on some technical aspects. So, my goal with this recording was to show not only the virtuosic aspect, but also the musical side to them, because I think Paganini was very influenced by bel canto opera in Italy at that time. So to show this musical component as well.
Could you touch a little bit on the caprices that were written specifically for you for this album?
Yeah, so I was very lucky and I'm very honored that Gabriela Ortiz wrote a contemporary piece, especially for this album. I've worked with Gabriela on her violin concerto, which is also dedicated to me. And we have very similar culture and very similar roots. She's from Mexico and I'm from Spain. So she was kind of the first person that came to my mind for just to commission a piece for this album. It's a very fun and virtuosic piece.
And there's another by Jordi Cervelló.
Right, Cervelló, yes, he's a Spanish composer. And this Milstein Caprice is a very beautiful story because when he heard me at one competition, he said that my sound reminded him of Milstein, of the legendary violinist. So it was a huge honor, and I just really wanted to include a composer from my country in this album from Spain.
So then you round everything out with a couple different symphonic works, some from Saint-Saëns and Berlioz. Were there any new discoveries as you were putting this album together, or what was it like researching the project?
I discovered this very interesting piece by Saint-Saëns, Caprice Andalou, which I had never heard of before, but it has a very interesting, let's say, Spanish influence and Spanish flavor. So yeah, for sure, I think it was really interesting to me kind of to work on pieces that are lesser known. Also for the audience, it's really interesting to show in how many ways the word caprice can go and to show as many sides of the violin as possible.
And then a few other composers we've got on there, Henryk Wieniawski, Fritz Kreisler, and Pablo de Sarasate. How do you feel like those complemented your set?
Well, there is a very legendary piece in there, which is Saint-Saëns' Introduzione and Rondo Capriccioso. And this piece has a very special meaning to me because it was one of the first ones I remember hearing when I was little, played by Jascha Heifetz. So it has a very deep connection to me, and also the Caprice Bass by Sarasate, which portrays very well my temperament and my Spanish roots. So I think also every artist I worked with on this album added a very special personal touch to each piece.
There's really a lot of content here. How long has this project been going on? When did you first start?
Well, it has been almost a year. So it took me because, of course, it's not only about recording, but it's we have to find periods of time where I'm available because normally I'm traveling a lot for concerts, and then also collaborating with so many different artists. It was quite challenging to put together, but I'm really happy how it worked in the end.
Well, we're thrilled that you were able to find the time and also to speak with us today. I know you've got a very busy schedule, but again, this album of Caprices that we've been chatting about, that releases February 14th, 2025. I want to thank you for the update, Maria, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.